50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning. Now, in case you're thinking Charlamagne's late, he's not here today.
No, he's not late today. He is not here today. He's actually in Canada, and I'm surprised he made it into Canada.
Oh, he did? He made it?
He made it. Him and Wax made it into Canada, which is surprising to me.
They're loosening up the rules.
No, they're definitely not loosening up the rules, but he made it to Canada. I think it was the Toronto Film Festival he had to go for that, so he's out in Toronto. He'll be back on Monday.
All right, nice, nice.
Shout out to everybody that's leaving Miami and leaving Florida, evacuating just in case Hurricane Irma is very strong like they predict, making sure you're getting out of Dodge. Shout out to all you guys and a lot of you guys in traffic, so we'll try to hold you down and make sure that you're okay, and hopefully you can forget about the traffic. Now, somebody that we work with, Elvis, he does the pop station. He actually flew into Miami.
Why did he do that?
He said the work is going to be needed to be done on Monday. So he knows that he won't be able to fly in Monday. So he flew in now and said he's just going to stay there while the storm hits and then help the people of Miami rebuild.
Wow.
Okay. You can tell he has no family or no kids or no nothing.
I was like,
no wife, no husband. You know that. Because my wife, I'd have been like, could you imagine, babe,
why
I'm about to go to Miami.
That?
My wife would like, what the hell's wrong with you, boy? You better sit your ass down.
Because everybody's trying to leave Miami's. They're evacuating.
Right.
But we'll give you an update on all of that in front page news.
Right. Now, yesterday, like I said, the kids are back to school. So, you know, everybody's in the back to school mode, you know. So I'm still picking out clothes. You know, the first week of school is always, Dad, I got to wear this shirt with these socks, but I got to wear these sneakers. But the sneakers don't match that shirt, so you can't put it together. But my son's like, I got to match it. I got to wear it. It doesn't match, bro. It just doesn't match, bro.
He's trying to wear everything.
Yeah, my daughter got a pimple, so she's like, I got a pimple. Can I put a Band-Aid over it? I'm like, who cares? Like, but I forgot. When I was in high school, it was the same thing.
Did you tell her to put some toothpaste on the pimple?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I tell her to put some concealer on it, right? So my wife had to go out.
That might make it worse.
I don't know. My wife had to go out yesterday, so I had to try to figure out how to put concealer on my 15-year-old daughter, so we were trying to match the skin tones.
Envy, you wear makeup. Stop it.
I don't wear no makeup.
I have pictures of you getting makeup applied.
Well, every once in a while when I have to do TV.
Okay, so don't tell me you don't wear makeup.
But I don't. That's once in a blue.
Okay, but you wear makeup.
No, once in a blue.
No or yes, do you wear makeup?
No.
But you do.
Once in a... All right. You smoke crack one time.
I've never smoked crack.
If you did, does that make you a crackhead?
I'm not saying that you're a makeup head. I'm just saying you wear makeup.
No, I don't. I don't wear makeup. I did it a couple of times, and I was forced to do it because it was television.
No one can force you to wear makeup.
Yes, they do. They be like, we have to powder your nose because it's a shine. That's what they say.
It wasn't powdering your nose. I'll post it.
You post it. You filtered that picture.
I can't believe you're lying.
All right. Well, we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about?
Now you want to switch the topic?
No, we got a show to do.
All right. We are going to talk about 143 million people affected with their data leaking. We'll tell you what happened. Also, we'll give you an update on Irma.
Okay. And also, New England Patriots fans. Doesn't look good for you guys. All right. We'll talk about all that when we come back. Here's Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Make money moves. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, football came back, all right, and the New England Patriots played. They lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 42-27. Why are you just going to cheer? Huh? Why are you just going to play the applause? Are they in our division? And we don't care about the Patriots? Well, shout out to everybody in Boston. I'm sorry you guys lost. Brady looked 40. Tom Brady looked 40. But I don't know how you're going to hold up this season. I didn't see the Kansas City Chiefs winning. I definitely didn't see that. But they lost 42-27. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, let's give an update on hurricanes.
All right. Hurricane Irma is now expected to move into Miami. So that's why people are evacuating and in Florida. It was downgraded to a strong Category 4 storm today, but it's still 155 mile per hour winds.
Wow.
Now, all kinds of damage. They also say that it's going to move toward the southeastern Bahamas Friday morning. And actually, in the Bahamas, they ordered evacuations ahead of the arrival of Irma. Mm-hmm. And they said it's the largest evacuation in the history of the Bahamas.
Wow.
So that's how much they're preparing for that. They said as many as 26 million people could be exposed to destructive winds and torrential rain just in the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Cuba alone. Now, at least 10 people have been killed, including 4 in St. Martin, 4 in the United States, in the U.S. Virgin Islands, 1 in Anguilla, and 1 in Barbuda. So
now, they're saying with St. Martin, they said it's pretty much a flatline. They said the airport is messed up, so they can't even help people and drop off deliveries of food or water. They're saying it is pretty bad. It says it's going to take years to rebuild.
Right. Much love to everybody in St. Martin.
Absolutely.
We both were just there recently.
I was
actually
going to
do,
my birthday party, Labor Day, in St. Martin.
Oh, really? You were?
Yeah.
What happened?
We just couldn't get it together in time, so I went out to Vegas.
Because I was going
to
do my birthday in January in St. Martin.
Wow.
All right. Well, shout out to everybody in St. Martin, man.
Now let's talk about this data breach.
Right, Equifax data breach. 143 million people could be affected. These cyber criminals have accessed very sensitive information, which includes names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and some driver's licenses as well. They also said that credit card numbers for about 209,000 U.S. customers were exposed. Residents in the U.K. and Canada also are impacted by this breach. Now, Equifax, I'm sure you guys know, it's one of the three nationwide credit reporting companies. They track and rate your financial history. So whenever you're trying to get any type of loan,
car loan, mortgage, all that, yep.
A credit card, anything, they check with Equifax. That's one of the ones they check with.
Mm-hmm.
And they said a lot of people don't even know that they're affected by this breach because they may not even be aware that they're customers of the company because Equifax gets its data from credit card companies, banks, retailers, and lenders.
Right.
And all of that. So you might not even know they have your information, but you can go on there to see if you are affected by it.
Well, anybody who cares about their credit that has a little bit of extra money, I would advise you do this. First, put a protection on your name. So that way, if anybody wants to file any type of credit, they have to contact with you or they get an alert. They have to call you first before they can give you a credit card, a car, a mortgage, or anything. That's the first thing I would do. And then they have I'll get you the information. It's a website where they lock your credit up and they check everything that goes on with your credit every week. So that way you know nobody takes your credit. Somebody tried to take my dad's credit. Somebody tried to take my credit at one time.
Right.
So it's very serious.
And it's really difficult once that happens to straighten it out.
It's hard. It took me 2 years to straighten mine out.
Yeah, it's very tedious, very difficult. I have an alert on mine, so anytime somebody makes an inquiry or tries to do anything, I get an email.
Right.
So I just did that. And nothing's ever happened to my credit yet. Knock on wood. Come here, Envy.
Nope.
Your head.
Nope.
But you can check to see if you have been affected by this. All you have to do is submit your name and the last 6 digits of your social security number. And they can let you know if it has affected you. But they are mailing letters out to people who were affected.
Yeah, just be very careful. And when you get those emails, do not give your social security. All right? Even if it says it's from Equifax, even if it says it's from Apple, do not give your social security in the email. Call and find out what it is first, all right? Please call, all right? That's Front Page News. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mo from Miami.
Mo, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, man. Yo, these people out here in Miami are really kind of getting kind of hectic when it comes to the hurricane right now.
What you mean?
And it's just, nah, because, like, yesterday I almost got into a fight over a water vending machine yesterday. It's basically the machine that makes osmosis. I almost got into altercation because this lady tried to hog two machines at Publix.
Wow. Yeah, well, people are trying to get as much as they possibly can, and everybody's scared. So, you know, you got to give a little patience. And
but come on, she can't take up two machines.
I know, she definitely can't.
Oh, man, I'm patient, man. It's just right now I woke up a little bit early before I go to work to get some gas, and then I'm going to try to hit this Walmart. Oh, one more thing, please. Tell your boy Charlamagne Tha God to give Joe Budden the biggest donkey of the day for having the audacity to say that Cam'ron made Southern rap. I don't know what he's on, but he needs to retire.
Well, Cam'ron didn't make Southern rap, but he did a couple of songs that were Southern inspired. He was one of
the
Southern rap.
Now, he didn't make Southern rap, but he did Southern inspired music.
Yeah, he did some kind of Southern inspired music, but you got to give it to Outkast, Goody Mob.
Yeah, of course.
Goody Mob, you name it, you know?
I think he meant as a New Yorker he made. I didn't hear what he said, but
I don't know what he said.
Yeah, I don't know what he said.
He keeps forgetting he's from Jersey. That's the problem.
Nah, leave Jersey alone. That's my second home. Hello, who's this?
It's your current home.
Yeah, it's my current home.
It's Jamal.
Jamal, get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm mad because I had to wake the f*** up this morning, man.
No curse.
You should be glad that you did wake up this morning.
No curse. A lot of people didn't wake up.
I'm glad for that, but, man, you know, I just want another day off of work, man.
You didn't want to wake up this morning?
Listen, you should be happy that you have a job, you're making some money, because I get all kinds of emails from people that haven't been able to find work, and you should be happy that you woke up this morning. It's all about your attitude.
Yeah, you're right.
Let gratitude be your attitude.
You're right.
You still don't sound happy.
Not at all. Hello, who's this?
Yes, me, Frank. DJ MV. What's up, DJ MV?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, I'm blessed because I'm ready to go Powerhouse. For Power 105.1 Powerhouse.
Powerhouse is going to be amazing. Powerhouse,
yeah,
NYC.
Especially I'm looking forward to seeing you, DJ. But yeah.
Hey, there you go. We're looking forward to seeing DJ MV and friends.
It's
going to
be dope. I got a dope set planned. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The weekend.
You bring Brother Jay-Z. Can you bring out Jay-Z? Bring out the Chicken Man.
All right. Yeah, ask him. Who else you want Envy to bring out?
I'm going to see Jay-Z in November. But yeah, I mean, that's when we're... And Beyonce. I don't know.
Bring out Beyonce, Envy.
I'm honest. I'm not bringing out Jay-Z and Beyonce. That's not going to happen.
How do you know?
Speaking into existence. Jay-Z,
yeah.
I need you. October 26th. I don't know if you're doing
anything. Hey, B, holla at your boy.
B, holla at your boy. I told him.
Yeah.
All right, so we should be good.
Yeah.
And this is just for you.
Yeah, just for you. Tata, if you're around Tata, I know Tata listens every morning. Tata, you know, I've never asked you for nothing. I never use those favors, Tata. You know, make a call for your boy.
Tata don't owe you no favor.
I know he don't, but I just say it anyway. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Get it, pick up the mother
phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
What's up, Ash? Get it off your chest, mama.
I am so upset. Like, I'm 23, just turned 23 in July.
Happy birthday.
Getting my life together. Tonight. Have a great job. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to go into the Air Force. So I just found out my 17-year-old sister is pregnant.
Wow.
And my mother wants me to take care of the child like the child is mine. Now, I love kids. I really do. But I'm trying to travel. I'm trying to do work. Like, I'm just like, this couldn't have came at a worse time.
First of all,
I'm sure you're going to help out, but that doesn't mean that you should have to not do what you want to do in your life because you didn't have a kid.
Yeah, that ain't your kid.
I know. It's so hard, and it's like it's a difference between doing something because you feel obligated to do it and doing something because you want to do it.
Although I'm sure you're going to love the baby when your little niece or nephew's here.
And you're going to help out, but you got to do your own
career.
Yeah,
you still should do what you got to
do. Go do the Air Force. Do what you got to do. Your mama got to help out. And that 17-year-old, well, this is she going to learn sacrifice right now.
But the problem is she doesn't even know how to do for herself. I don't even think she know how to wash a load of clothes.
Well, she going to have to learn.
She's going to have to learn. You know what?
When I had
my first kid, I didn't know anything about a baby. I didn't know how to change a pamper. I didn't know how to hold a baby. I didn't know how to do anything, but she turned out all right. So your little sister be all right.
Okay.
If Evie can do it, anyone can do it.
There you go. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, this is Jay. Jackie, but everyone calls me Jay.
Hey, Jay, get it off your chest.
First of all, I want to shout out to Angie, Angela Yee. I DM'd you some time ago, and I'm from Uganda originally, and everyone loves your work and be inspired by you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jay.
Yes. So, my ass boyfriend, I don't know if I can say that on air.
No, you can't, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. He dumped me.
and I'm in Miami, and the storm is coming, and he's like, I need my space.
Wow. Well, he's going to get that space. But listen, guys always use that line, I need my space. I remember when I was in college, my boyfriend was like, you know what, I need my space. And guess what? By the time he was done having his space and wanted to come back, I was over. I was over.
Yes, and I told him, don't expect me to be there when your space, when you're done needing your space, because this storm is about to hit. I'm in nursing school right now, and I have no family in Miami. And I decided to stay behind just to help in case they need me.
Okay.
I wouldn't advise that. Everybody's saying to leave.
There's some people that are staying, though.
Yes, there's some of us who are staying. I know some people who are going to be in the hospitals and everything. So I decided to do the same because I have nothing to lose. So.
Well,
you
now,
have
don't
your life
say
to
that.
Lose, you, so
yeah,
don't say you have nothing to lose. You have
I wouldn't
your life
say
to
that.
Lose.
But I do think it's commendable that you're staying behind to help. But just make sure you're safe.
Yes, I am safe. I'm in Brickell.
Okay. I love staying in Brickell.
Listening in.
All right, well, be safe, and you have food and water and all that other stuff, right?
All right,
yes,
Jay,
make sure
you check in and let us know how it's going, too.
Yes, I will.
Good luck.
I'll be looking for your DM.
Jeesh. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, E?
Yes, let's talk about guys getting Botox. We'll tell you who says they got Botox and they're not ashamed of it at all. Also, VH1 Hip Hop Honors. Find out about Martin Lawrence and how he's involved.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, humble. Kendrick Lamar. Morning, everybody. It's DJ
Sit
Envy.
Down.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
And it's Friday.
It is Friday. We were just talking behind the scenes about back to school. And I was saying, the kids nowadays look so cool. My kids are so cool. When they go to school, they look cool. I didn't look that cool. I look like a sucker. I look like a herb. Did
when
you look
today,
like a herb too?
Today?
No, when I was a kid, you ass. When I was a kid, I had braces.
I never had braces.
I had glasses.
I never had glasses.
I had acne.
I didn't have acne.
I thought I had big feet. I could have sworn I had size 10. I was like, my feet
But I thought
huge.
Guys liked to have big feet.
Not when you were a kid, no. You didn't like that. I was called metal mouth, four eyes, brace face.
You said they actually put you in a garbage can and rolled you down the hallway.
They did that one time. They threw me in a garbage can. The damn seniors, football
You're
seniors.
So
they was
sad.
Always bullies. Yeah, but where are they now, huh? Where are
Why
they now?
Why are your eyes getting watery?
My eyes are not watery, but where are they now? They probably somewhere doing something that they don't want
to
do.
Envy wants to confront his bullies live on the air. Look at me now.
Look at
the
me
glow
now.
Up is real.
Yeah, that's right. What'd you say, the glow up? Hashtag, what is it, goals? Hashtag goals.
All right, you took it too far. Let's do rumors.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo!
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Hey, listen, men are just as concerned with their appearance as women. And Deion Sanders talks about his looks. He said he got Botox injections. He was talking with Entertainment Tonight, and he said he noticed frown lines and crow's feet. He said, I'm open about everything. I don't do things in the dark. This is how I live. He went ahead and got Botox. He said, 50 is the new 21. I feel young. I feel very energetic. I feel like taking on the world. I feel like challenging people to work out, to live right, to eat healthy, to make the proper decisions in life. I really feel good. I am in a really good place in life. He said, there's a lot of things that I have been the forerunner of. I had never played football and baseball in the same day, so I did that. So I don't mind being a leader when it comes to this because it really helps. I feel like I look good and I feel good. Guys in the room, would y'all get Botox?
I ain't mad at him. I ain't there yet, but when I get to his age, maybe I would. I don't know. But I don't care really about my parents. I got my wife. My wife's been with me over 20 years. If she don't care, I don't care.
Right.
So probably not.
Yeah, when your face starts, you know, you notice those little lines.
I don't care. As long as my wife is good with me, who cares? Who cares?
Well, he said his wife loves it. Tracy Edmonds loves the results.
That's his wife. My wife don't care about that.
Okay. Martin Lawrence is going to be celebrated at the 2017 VH1 Hip Hop Honors. It's happening September 18th. Y'all are going to watch this because this year is VH1's Hip Hop Honors, the 90s Game Changers.
Okay.
So Martin Lawrence is going to serve as one of the special honorees of the night. And that should be pretty exciting because, listen, Martin to this day is still a classic show.
Have you ever met him? You ever met Martin Lawrence?
No,
I've never met him.
I've
never interviewed him. I don't think I've ever seen him. Like, besides TV, like, I've never even been in the same building with him. I would love to interview Martin.
When I'm in Detroit, I always drive past where they had the radio station mm-hmm. that he worked at.
What's up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, now the Clippers are adding some star courtside seats. What does that mean? Well, those seats are going to be right in between the team benches. And guess how much it costs?
How much?
$175,000. So if you get those seats, you get the all-inclusive club, the in-seat waiter service, valet parking with access to a VIP entrance, and all of that. So there you have it.
That's too much money.
But the star courtside seats, it's just another stream of revenue. And, you know, that's exciting. Imagine being a fan and you get to sit between the team benches.
You really can't, because one team bench is all the way on the other side and the other team bench is all the way on the other side. You can't sit in between the benches. Like,
maybe the bench is just for on one side of the Clippers.
I don't know. And is $175,000 per game?
I would guess so.
That's
you wouldn't do it?
No. That's robbery without a mask. No. Hell no.
And right now, y'all know that Lala launched her own clothing line at Lord & Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She was just up here talking about it. And guess who popped up because he's trying to win his woman back?
Who?
Carmelo, of course. What do you mean, who? Just who else would be trying to win his woman back?
Oh, do we know that they're not back together now? They could be back.
But who else could it be, Envy?
I don't know.
Trying to win Lala back. You think it's somebody from the past and not Carmelo?
You never know. I thought Melo was back. I thought he was good money. I thought he was back.
Well, it says they both still live in separate places. There's still no talk of divorce, though. They're taking it one day at a time. It's possible they may repair things. But he showed up by himself and surprised her. No entourage, nothing. It was unexpected. He stayed the whole time.
As he should.
And he seemed very happy about it. So
that's
they've
the
been
first
married
step.
For 7 years.
The first step is, if they're not saying divorce, that means it could be worked out and they're possibly working on themselves. That is great. You keep doing that, Melo. You keep liking those pictures. You keep popping up. You do what's right.
Keep popping up.
Keep popping up. Yeah, yes. You do the things that you did when you were trying to court her. You got to do those things all over again.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll give you all the updates about Hurricane Irma. And also, Charlamagne is out in Toronto for the Toronto Film Festival. I'm actually surprised he made it into Canada. Like,
he's
him
not
and
a
Wax.
Felon.
Yes, he is.
He is?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I'm attempted murder, all types of...
When was that?
So, cracker. He talks about it all the time. You don't
he
listen
to
him.
He went to jail for attempted murder? He's a felon?
Yes. You don't know you work with a felon?
Hold up.
Yes.
This guy tried to kill someone?
Attempted, allegedly.
Let me Google this.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but he made it in.
I didn't know that.
So shout out to him and Wax. All right, he talks about it all the time. All right, front page news.
Listen.
When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk NFL football last night. Now, Kansas City Chiefs beat the New England Patriots 42-27. Now, Tom Brady didn't look too good. The first quarter, he looked good. He looked great first quarter. Third, fourth, not too good. They got a lot to work on, which is surprising because they just won the chip last year. But we'll see what happens this year. He looked 40 last night. Now, let's talk about Hurricane Irma.
Yes, Hurricane Irma right now is headed into Miami this weekend. That's what they feel like is about to happen. So people have been evacuating. Now, it was downgraded to a strong Category 4 storm today.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, at least 10 people have been killed as Irma went through the northeastern Caribbean islands like Barbuda and Puerto Rico. Hundreds of thousands of people were left without power. At least 4 people died in St. Martin, 4 in the U.S. Virgin Islands, 1 in Anguilla, and 1 in Barbuda. There's also hurricane warnings for parts of Cuba, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos, and certain parts of Bahamas. In the Bahamas, they also have evacuated. And according to their prime minister, this is the largest such evacuation in the history of the Bahamas.
Wow, what's crazy. I've seen pictures of St. Martin, and I mean, it looked flatlined. I mean, the airport is shut down. They can't get supplies in. And the crazy part about it is I was going to do a birthday weekend there for Labor Day, and it's just, I don't even know how long it's going to take to get that island back together.
Right.
It's very, very sad.
And Barbuda, by the way, you know, $100 million to fix that island. 95% of their buildings have been damaged.
Wow.
So, really tragic over there. All right. And if you might want to check your bank accounts, your credit card statements, all of that, because there was a data breach with Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
143 million people could be affected. And that is information like your social security number, birth date, address, driver's license, all of that. This breach happened with credit card numbers for about 209,000 people exposed. And that affects people in the United States, in the UK, and Canada as well. So make sure you check on that. A lot of people don't even know that they're Equifax customers, because
right.
A lot of credit card companies And if you're trying to get a mortgage, they'll check with Equifax to see what your credit is like. So you might not have even known that you were a customer.
And I tell everybody, there's a service that you can choose and use. It's called Something Identity. I'll get it to you before the end of the show. But you should really do it. It checks your credit weekly to make sure nobody's using false things on your credit. And also, you should put this thing on your credit where they have to check with you before they run your credit. So before you buy a car, get a credit card, or try to get a house, or whatever you try to do that concerns credit, they make sure they check with you first and make sure it's actually you, so nobody can steal your credit.
I have this identity protection program that I do through Geico, my insurance company. That's my car insurance. And so it puts any type of fraud alerts on all of your accounts. So if anybody tries to access that information or open something, you get an alert right away. And they, even if nothing happens, they give you that too. Like, hey, everything's, you know, all clear this week.
Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, let's talk about things, the worst things you said during an argument. Now, this came from Angela Yee's lip service. We have a clip of it. Let's play a clip of it.
You ever say something you didn't mean in an argument?
I think everybody
I think girls take it further than men. Right. Almost every time I argue, I'm like, die slow.
I feel like the worst thing I've ever said to my ex had to do with his mother.
Damn, y'all just talk about
now, I was like, that's why your mother a crackhead.
But you see,
that was
taking it
far. No.
Was she really a crackhead?
That was my question.
Used to be once upon
a time. Nah, that's off limits.
His uncle was like about to pass away from cancer, and I just told him that I hope that he died instead of his uncle.
Ooh, you guys.
All right, so 800-585-1051. What's the worst thing you said during an argument?
And is it true that women say worse things than men in an argument?
I'm probably sure. Like, you know, I've been with Gia for over 20 years, and I called her a bitch one time, right?
Woo!
And she put me in a headlock. And I really could not get out
the
headlock.
Who's the bitch now?
Yeah, that's what it was. Who's the bitch now? But it was like I was really trying to hit her to get her out the headlock. And she had me in a dope fiend, right? And she positioned herself so I couldn't grab her and I couldn't hit her. And she almost put me to sleep. She almost killed me. After that, I've never said anything disrespectful to her again. I don't call her names. If I'm mad, I say it under my breath. Or when she leaves the room, I say it. And then when she comes back in the room, I'm quiet. But that's probably it. What about you, Yee?
I just get quiet during an argument. I have the worst thoughts in my head.
You ain't never say nothing like little penis? You ain't say nothing
no.
like that?
The worst thing I probably said was maybe I called my ex-boyfriend cheap, but he really was.
That's as bad as you get?
Listen.
Cheapo.
Let me tell you. I'm not mean like that. I'm very cautious to not say things that I can't ever take back because that will come up forever.
No, well, I called her a bitch and she
but
put me in that
dope
fiend.
Apparently say some really nasty things.
Gia put me in that headlock that time and I never said anything disrespectful ever.
But we want to hear your stories and what you've said in an argument that was awful.
800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Here's Travis Scott, Kendrick Lamar's Goosebumps. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. We have Akira on the line. Good morning, Akira.
Good morning.
Now, what's the worst thing you said during an argument to somebody?
Well, I was with my ex for a couple years, and he just would do dumb stuff. And he was born prematurely. He told me his backstory. He was born 6 months early, and his mother had crack when she had him. So when we began to a really bad argument, I would always call him a crack baby.
Oh my gosh.
Your brain wasn't really formed because he just would do stupid stuff. I'm not proud of it.
Is awful because he really was a crack baby.
He really was a crack baby.
You're not with him no more though, right?
Huh?
Are you not with him anymore, right?
Oh, hell no. No.
Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
Really crazy thing to say.
Oh, you hope he's listening.
This
so you
is
still
so mean.
Period.
I could never do that.
Goodness gracious. Thank you, Mama.
All right, let's talk to Andre.
Andre, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what's up, DJ Envy?
Now, what's the
this
worst?
Dre?
What's the worst thing you said during an argument?
I called my wife bald-headed, fat, she a hoe, but
you,
I don't really
what?
Mean it. But yeah, but you gotta understand. She every time we have an argument, she tell me about my mother, how she wasn't there for me, all types of stuff. So I try to get the guns out on her early.
And you call your wife a fat, bald-headed bitch?
Hoe.
Yeah, but that's a relationship we have. We've been together for 8 years.
Oh, my gosh. Dre, now, I got to pause. Do you wish that y'all didn't talk to each other like that during an argument?
Sometimes I do, but it's how we build our relationship.
This doesn't sound helpful to a relationship.
How do y'all make up?
No, I'll be honest, after we say that, we don't be fighting physically or nothing. We say stuff to get off our heads, and we just make love, have fun. That's it. Yeah.
After you call your wife a hoe, fat, and bald-headed, y'all make love?
No. But you got to understand, she yell at me about my mother. She say mean stuff about, like, my upbringing and stuff like that, stuff I told her. So it's like I got to get some type of ammo to hurt her, you know?
All right. Well, that's a little crazy. Hello, who's this?
People are crazy.
Orlando, what's the craziest thing you did during an argument? The nastiest thing you said to your girl?
Okay, well, I was with my ex-girlfriend, and I found out that she cheated on me. So she went ahead and offered to perform oral on me. So I went ahead and took the offer. So after she did her thing or whatever, I went and ejaculated on her face and said to her, that's all you ever be good for.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's a little too far. I mean, that's not your girl
and
anymore.
That, listen, and that just happened on Insecure. We asked, is it disrespectful when somebody does that? And apparently with Orlando, he did mean it as a sign of disrespect.
I don't think his girlfriend asked for it. That's why.
Well, neither did Issa.
Oh. All right. Well.
800-585-1051. I didn't know people were so vicious.
1051. We're talking arguments. What's the worst thing you said during an argument? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking, what's the worst thing you've ever said during an argument? Me, I called my wife a bitch one time. She put me in the headlock. I've never said anything crazy again. I almost died when she put me in the headlock. I should have called the police. That's what I should have
did. Well, on lip service, I guess my friends go crazy. One of my friends, L'Oreal, called her ex-boyfriend's mom a crackhead, and she really did used to be a crackhead.
That's
and
crazy.
Then Gigi told her ex his uncle was sick, you know, and about to die, and she said, I hope your uncle dies. That's crazy.
Now, we have Jazz on the line. Jazz, good morning.
This is Tracy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tracy.
Tracy, you in the bathroom?
I'm not anymore. Okay. Walking out.
Now, what's the worst thing you said during an argument, Tracy?
I told my ex-boyfriend as we were breaking up, he's not even worried that he'd be calling my boyfriend. But what I told him was, if I stabbed you and you died, I would be okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not that mad at that.
Stabbing him, okay, and killing him? All right, thank you,
that's
mama.
All hypothetical.
Hello, who's this?
Monte.
Monte, what's the worst thing you said during an argument, bro?
I told my boyfriend that, oh, I hope you catch AIDS with your AIDS-infested friends.
Wow. Did he really have AIDS-infested friends?
No, I was just saying that because I was mad and drunk at the time.
Monty, okay. Now you know that's wrong.
I mean, it was, but I apologized the next day because I was like, that wasn't right.
Yeah. Are y'all still together?
Yeah.
What did he say? What did he say? What did he say to you?
He didn't say nothing to me. It was just the fact that he took up for a friend that disrespected me, so I got mad.
Now, okay. How did you make it up to him? Because you had to apologize. How did you make it up to him?
Hey now, okay.
You said what?
I can't say that on the air.
Say it, I want to hear it. Say it.
We know you do.
We had sex to make it up.
Okay, you can say that.
You can say that. Thank you, Bonzi. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ari.
Hey, Ari.
Okay, the craziest thing I ever said during an argument, I was arguing with my ex, and I told him his baby was ugly as hell.
Whoa.
Wow, see, that's a little too far.
How you gonna talk about somebody's baby?
That's a little too far.
Now, question, was the baby ugly?
Stop it.
The baby was ugly after he broke my heart.
Stop
but
it.
But the baby was cute before that.
It was okay. It was the average-looking baby.
See, you can't say that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, see, that my mom always told me, you can't talk about somebody's baby because when you have a baby, that's how your baby going to look.
And I don't have kids, but I felt really bad after, and I did apologize.
Okay.
All right. You made it up to him?
No.
They're not together, but she apologized.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Don't call somebody baby ugly.
You can't do that. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's the craziest thing you said during an argument?
Man, I told my ex-wife to F my child.
What?
Yeah.
What you mean F your child? What are you talking about?
Well, what I mean is we had a rough breakup, divorce, and during the breakup, you know, it just felt like I was, you know, young-minded, and I just felt like during the time that she was using my child like a volleyball or, you know, like a game, like if you can't go by my rules, get my game, get my football. Can't nobody.
So you told your ex, F your child. You don't care about her.
Right.
But you ain't mean it.
Why y'all talk about people's kids?
No, definitely not. And see, this is the thing. You know, like I said, you know, when you're young, your mind is more, you know, you're selfish, you know, and it was just a selfish thing on my part. And my son's 25 now, you know what I mean? He's 25, he got a family, he's doing really good. But it causes, my message is that, you know, it puts a rift between you and your child, because at the end of the day, your child suffers from that type of situation.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, you know, about that really forever. My dad said, F me.
Oh, right. You know what I mean? I didn't say it to him, but, you know, words have power. And when you say something, you put it out there into the ether, and you end up acting like that subconsciously.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it was just a lesson for me, you know what I mean, growing up. But thank God me and my son have a really good relationship now. My ex-wife, she's really good, too. So, you know.
All right. You live and you learn.
Yeah. You live and you learn.
Thank you, bro.
Now, I'm not going to say who, but somebody in this room that works on the show said that his baby mom told him the baby wasn't his.
Really?
During an argument. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's a little too far.
Okay.
I mean, I've told people to, you know, not my wife, but I've told people I got in arguments to suck my d- from the back. I've said that.
Because your wife would have said, cool, we do that all the time.
Yeah, she might have said, yeah, why not? Yeah, but I've told that to people all the time. But anyway, what's the moral of the story?
Well, the moral of the story is that words do mean something. If you argue with somebody, don't bring other people into it. Don't talk about your mom, your kids. Just talk about that person, okay? Stop bringing other people into your arguments.
All right, now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Usher. What does he have to say about these herpes accusations? Well, he has a statement now, and we'll tell you what that statement is. Also, dating advice from Drake's dad.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's do some radio school before we get into this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do this thing called teasing, right? A tease is when you tease a story that's about to happen, but you make it like a cliffhanger.
Mm.
Like, guess who's pregnant? Guess who was pregnant and had a baby? I didn't even know she was pregnant.
All right, let's do it again. All right, thank you.
Here we go. Instead, Envy says, coming up next, Foxy.
All right, hold on. I'm going to do it again.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, coming up next, guess who's pregnant and nobody knew? Foxy.
Well, she's not pregnant. She had the baby.
All right. Well, just do this damn story.
All right. Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Foxy Brown.
Oh, wow. What a surprise.
She just had a baby girl. Now, Wendy Williams announced this on her show. And Foxy Brown responded by sharing a clip on Instagram, letting everybody know. I didn't even know she was pregnant. Did you know?
I didn't know.
All right. Well, she celebrated her 39th birthday, and here is what Wendy Williams said.
Congratulations to Foxy Brown. She had a baby girl. No word on exactly who the baby's father is, but allegedly it's a reggae star, and I'm not going to say his name.
All right. Well, congratulations to Foxy Brown. Congratulations, Inga.
Yeah, she said, my gorgeous, greatest, gray-eyed birthday gift. Glory to God, my greatest hit. Obsessively in love forever. Your hero. Mommy. So congratulations to her for having a baby.
Now, you used to see her all the time in Brooklyn. You didn't see her around pregnant?
No, I haven't seen her.
Oh.
But yeah, I just didn't know. But okay. I guess, you know, she hid that pretty well. She just didn't show herself.
There you go.
All right. Now, guess who else just had a baby? Antonio Cromartie and his wife, Terica Cromartie.
Oh, congratulations.
They recently welcomed
to them.
A baby girl, yes. Jet Paxton. Now, they had the baby over a week ago. But they also have a reality show coming.
Mm-hmm.
As you may have known, that show premieres on USA on Thursday, November 9th. It's coming on at 10:30 Eastern. The Cromarties is what the show is called. Now, according to Terica, there's not going to be any baby mama drama or anything like that on there. He has how many kids now? 14 kids.
14.
Yes, a total of 14 children. He has what? 8 kids from a previous relationship. Even though he had a vasectomy, which is crazy because I thought... How effective is a vasectomy?
It's a very small percentage. He got some super sperm.
Yeah, his sperm is ridiculous.
Yep.
All right, they've been married since 2008. So clearly, you know, she has, she said this was one of the best pregnancies I've had out of all 5 I've had. Half the time, I didn't even feel that I was pregnant. And she said she felt amazing. That is their 6th child together.
I'm there for that. I want to see that. They're actually my neighbors, so I see them all the time. And they have a lot of fun as a family.
I thought you were going to say a lot of kids.
No, they have a lot of kids, but they have a lot of fun. They absolutely positively have a lot of fun. So I'm there for that.
You got to catch up. You and Gia got to catch up.
To 14?
Yes.
No. No way.
Every year, Envy says, this is it. We're not having any more. And then next year he announces.
When they can't fit in a car anymore, like, you can't fit 14 kids in a car. Like, how do you get them around? You got to get a van, a dollar van?
A limo.
No. No.
All right, Mary J. Blige recently did an interview.
She has another kid, too?
No, I said she recently did an interview with Variety, and she's promoting just basically the movie that she's in. If you remember when Charlamagne was, and we interviewed Mary J. Blige, he thought the movie was called Mudbox, but it's actually called Mudbound. All right, and
Mudbox.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh.
What an idiot.
You know what? We have the clip, actually. Sorry, I didn't tell you guys, but he thought it was called Mudbox. That's a whole different type of movie, by the way.
You're in a new movie called Mudbox, too, right?
Mudbound.
Mudbox.
Now, she also said in this interview that she feels like Kendu is a con artist who was obsessed with her fortune, basically. She said, when you come out of something like that, you realize you were never the one. There was someone else that was his queen. I got played. I got suckered. I have to keep smiling and keep my spirits up because this is designed to kill me. Poor Mary J. Blige, man. She is really going through it.
Well, shout out to Mary. She's making some great music, though. She got that new single with Khaled I love. Man,
right.
That album is
dope.
But
you know what? I hate the fact that she feels like she was never the one. She got played. She got suckered. And someone else was his queen. It's right. Like, that's just his issues. Don't even put that on you. You did what you were supposed to do. You fell in love with somebody. You got married. You did your responsibilities. And he was a sucker. Mm-hmm. So don't think that you got suckered.
All right. Mary gonna be all right.
Yeah, she's definitely gonna be all right. Now, Usher is denying giving herpes to his accusers. Now, there's new documents that the Daily News got, and he denies each and every allegation made by the two women and one man who filed a joint lawsuit last month saying that it was sexual battery, fraud, negligence, and infliction of emotional distress. He said any alleged conduct by defendant, which is expressly denied, was unintentional. He said any harm that the plaintiff alleged to have suffered was caused in whole or in part by that plaintiff's own negligence. In other words, listen, you can't just go around having unprotected sex thinking nothing's going to happen. When you have sex with somebody, whether it's one time, 10 times, you're assuming that risk. That's what he's trying to say. He also says the plaintiffs have unclean hands, meaning they have been acting unethically. So,
well, I ain't going to lie. I seen Usher all weekend long in Vegas, right? He's not moving around like somebody who has herpes or giving around somebody
herpes.
You know
what? A lot of people have herpes. How should they move around?
No, I'm just saying, like, if
what
you
should they be doing?
If you were out there giving people herpes and you felt that the world was against you right now, you wouldn't be moving around like that. He's moving around like he's innocent. So I'm
what is he supposed to do?
If I had herpes, giving people herpes, and people were suing me, I would be low. Like,
that,
I
but he
go
has
out.
A career. You got to just keep it going and just keep it pushing.
That's just chilling. Yeah, I don't think he gave
you
herpes.
What, are you going to destroy your whole career and not come back out anymore because of these accusations?
No, but you're going to fall back a little bit. You're going to play Foxy Brown. Nobody going to know you're pregnant until the baby come out. Like, you're going to chill. But Usher, I don't think Usher gave nobody herpes. That's my opinion. Like, he's moving around like, whatever, y'all see. Like, that's how he's moving around. He's too confident right now.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
He's not moving around like he has.
Nah, he's moving around like with a lot of confidence. Like, all right, wait till y'all see. I'm gonna get y'all back. He's not moving around like somebody that's like, oh, I've effed up. He's moving around like, I didn't do nothing wrong, and y'all gonna see shortly.
Okay.
But we'll see. All right, now coming up next, Donkey of the Day. Who you want to give Donkey to? 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. If you want to give Donkey to the Day to anybody you want, your mama, your baby daddy, your boss.
Me, DJ Envy.
Angela
Charlamagne.
Yee, Charlamagne, Hurricane Irma. Whoever you want to give the Donkey the Day to, call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today? Hello, who's this?
Brooke.
Hey, who you want to give Donkey of the Day to?
I need to give Donkey of the Day to my boyfriend.
Why? What'd he do?
I had to beg this man to try to leave Miami for the hurricane.
Oh, he wanted to stay. I'm not mad at him. He got a house and some cars. He's like, look, I'm not leaving my stuff.
He did eventually leave, right?
After I begged him for an hour and a half.
Why didn't he want to leave?
I have no idea. He kept saying, I don't want to leave. We're not from there, but it's like we just started a life there, so he wanted to stay, but I don't know why.
Is he with you now?
I'm sorry?
Is he with you now?
No, he's at home.
Oh, he's still there? He didn't leave yet?
No. He's at my other place in South Georgia. We in Georgia.
Okay. All right. Well, at least he got out.
We good now, but I literally had to beg this man for an hour and a half just to leave. So he gets dunked here today.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
This is Anonymous.
Okay, Anonymous, who you want to give Donkey the Day to?
I want to give Donkey of the Day to my baby daddy.
Why?
Because we're here in Miami getting ready for Category 4 hurricane. I asked him for one thing for his daughter, diapers, and he didn't come through with the diapers.
Wow. He didn't get the diapers?
He didn't get the diapers.
Were they sold out, though?
No, he didn't even go to the store to get them.
Oh, yeah, he gets Donkey the Day for that.
He just stayed at home and didn't go?
And how come you're not leaving, Mama? How come you're not evacuating?
Because of work. I work at a hospital, so I got to ride it out.
Okay.
Well, you ride it out. We'll pray for you, all right?
Thank you.
And you know the hospital got mad diapers there, so you good money.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
This is Brandy.
Hey, Brandy. Who you want to give Donkey the Day to?
I want to give Donkey the Day to my baby daddy.
Damn.
Wow, there's a lot of those going around.
Wow.
He's behind $5,000 on child support, and he just had a big wedding Saturday. And he's supposed to keep my daughter while I go to work on the weekends. Now he doesn't want to keep her because he got served to go to court for that child support.
Wow, so not only does he not want to pay his child support, he also don't want to take his daughter.
Yes, of course.
That's crazy.
My goodness, you should have busted that wedding. That's what you should have did.
I object.
I thought about it. My daughter wasn't invited to the wedding, or nor was she in the wedding.
What?
Yeah, you should have busted that wedding.
His daughter wasn't the ring girl, at least?
No, she's two, so she would have been a perfect flower girl, but she wasn't invited.
I'm so shocked by that. That's crazy.
You know how you could have got all those envelopes? You know how people give money at weddings? You could have took all that money.
Yes, exactly.
That's hurtful to your daughter later on in life when she's like, why wasn't I at daddy's wedding?
Damn it, man. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? It's Joe.
Joe, who you want to give Donkey the Day to?
I want to give Donkey the Day to my daughter's mother.
Wow.
Why?
Because, man, I pay like $200 in child support every week. I work full time and I go to school full time. And every week I get my daughter 3 days a week. She sends my daughter with jacked up clothes, holes in them, or clothes that are older, just so, as my daughter said, I can buy her more stuff. But like, yo, where's my child support money?
Wow.
I'm sorry for you, bro.
Wait, she has to pay you child support?
No, I pay her child support every...
Oh, you're saying, where's your child support money? Okay, where's it going to?
Yeah, right.
That's a good question.
Well, I'm sorry, right. Bro.
Good looking, man.
She gets Donkey.
Thank you, bro. Damn it, man. Well, Donkey today, 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, let's talk strip club etiquette, all right? Now, over the weekend, of course, it was my birthday, and I was out in Vegas having a great old time, and we went to shout to Floyd Mayweather. We went to Floyd Mayweather's club. It's called Girl Collection, and me and the wife went, and the wife bought me dances, of course, and she was mad because I wouldn't look at the strippers. I would look on the floor. I would look up at the ceiling. She was trying to give me dances. I wouldn't touch the strippers. I wouldn't touch none of them.
Well,
and she was
mad
about
that. I can understand not touching people, but you got to throw some money and look.
Nope. So
she
should
have got her some lap dances.
So I did. I got her lap dances.
Yeah,
but
that's
she said,
what you do.
But she said it's your birthday, so you have to take some. So we're just asking. 800-585-1051. It's Freaky Friday. And we want to know strip club etiquette, all right? If you out with your girl, what strip club etiquette? When you take her to a strip club, ladies, when you take your man to a strip club, what's the etiquette? I looked on the floor.
My whole thing is this, whatever you do, you got to do it right in front of me. Don't try to be slick or sneaky or none of that. You can't leave the room.
We were all drunk, but then the next day when we're not drunk, I don't want to get in trouble. Right or wrong?
I don't know that she would be mad at you. It's a strip club.
She said she wouldn't, but I don't know. It's my birthday weekend. You've never done that,
but you guys have been to the strip club before.
Yeah, we have, and we haven't had any problem. But we would like extra drunk, like more than usual. Like maybe had sex in the back of the strip club drunk, but
you had sex in the strip club?
No, I didn't have sex.
How do you know?
Maybe me and Kid did. I don't know. But 800-585-1051. Well, we're talking strip club etiquette. Well, how do you act when you're in a strip club with your lady and ladies?
I don't know that I want to be in a strip club with my guy and he's like slapping asses and all of that. I don't really kind of want him to do that.
So why go to the strip club with him?
I want him to throw money, but I don't want him to like touch anybody. Is that wrong?
Yeah.
Like that's just how I feel.
You're supposed to have fun. Like Gia was...
I mean, I don't know that
drunk.
I would be...
Gia was pulling girls' hands. She was going in.
So, yeah, I don't know that I would want my guy to do that.
All right. 800-585-1051. It's Freaky Friday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday. And NV and his wife went to the strip club for Envy's birthday, and he would not look at or touch the strippers, even though Gia was telling him, it's your birthday, get a lap dance.
I just didn't want to create any arguments or have a problem later on when we weren't drunk. So I didn't, I was like, nope.
I just think that there's limits to what you can do. Like, yes, throw your money. I just have an issue. I remember one time I went to the strip club with this guy, and me and my friends went to the bathroom and came back, and he was getting a massage from one, because, you know, they do massages and all of that. And I was like, what the hell? Why did you wait till I went to the bathroom to do that?
No, maybe she just came when you left.
Well, you know, whatever.
So with your man, you don't want your man touching any of the strippers. You don't want him smacking no asses and no lap dances.
I think
that's the
you
whole
can,
thing of the strip
you
club.
Can, you didn't do it.
I know. I didn't. No, I know.
You can smack their ass with some money. Like, you got to have the money in your hand, but not like hand to hand.
But no lap dances.
But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Nobody's ever done that. I feel like when I go to the strip club with my guy, he pays for everybody else to get lap dances, like my friends and all of that.
Right.
But he doesn't actually do it.
If it's his birthday, you wouldn't pay for a lap dance for him for his birthday?
I have not been in that situation. Because when I go to the strip club, I don't pay for anything.
Oh, my goodness. Let's, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Cakes.
Hey.
Everybody call me Cakes.
Okay.
And I'm saying real name.
Hey, Cakes.
Cakes, you a stripper?
No stripper. Just, I got a fatty, so we call Cakes.
All right, Cakes. Now, when you go to the strip club with your man, what's the rules?
The rules are you can look, you know, but, I mean, you can even maybe slap some ass for dollars, but no touching, no touching his parts, nothing. Like, that's out of hand. Like, right. That's it. I went to the strip club with my man, and when she started putting her hand down his pants in the back room, I was like, nah.
Oh, come on now.
That's a little too far.
And I feel like strippers should also be respectful if they see you there with your man. Like, don't do stuff like that. You know, just relax a little bit. When strippers see you with your man, they should come up to you and flirt with the women instead of the man, I feel like.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jermaine.
Hey, Jermaine. Now, Jermaine, when you take your girl to the strip club, what are the rules? What are the regulations?
I actually took her to the strip club, and see, she wanted me to have a good time. I really didn't want to go. I went, you know, I danced, got danced on, all that. She paid for it. So she started getting jealous after a while because I was looking in their eyes, you know. So she hopped up on the stage.
Wow.
On the pole.
Your girl?
Yeah, she hopped up on the stage. You know that's right. That's against some of the rules in some strip clubs.
No,
oh, that's right.
You can't
taking
just go on that
strippers.
Stage.
So what happened?
She got on the stage, and then another stripper came. A stripper came out and was mad. So she got mad at her, and they was being ready to fight until she threw a brick of money. So my girl pulled out that brick of money she had in her pocket and started throwing it at her. And I was like, oh, Lord, she balling like that? And I ain't gonna lie, after that, we got a little drunk, and we got to the little corner section.
Yep.
Got to the little private section. They was like, she balling like that, we gonna give her the private section. And, you know, we did it.
You got it in.
But was it just the two of you, or was it like a threesome?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I don't know if somebody watched. I felt like I was being watched, but no, it was one-on-one.
All right. See, that the strip club.
Now, see, ladies, that's how you turn that potential argument into something positive. You get on that stage and get on that pole, your damn self.
You better not. Hello, who's this?
It's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, you been to the strip club with your man?
I have been to the strip club with my man before, and I'm going to want him to enjoy himself. Don't look and not pay attention to the stripper. I want you to enjoy yourself. Touch him, slap their ass, all of that. That's what we're there for us to enjoy themselves, because I'm going to.
All right. So
can he go in the private room in the back?
Am I allowed to go in the private room in the back? If he can, so can I.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Mama. 800-585-1051. We're talking strip club etiquette, all right? It's Freaky Friday. Ladies, if you take your man to the strip club.
We got
to
do that again.
All right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Ladies, if you take your man to the strip club, what's the rules and regulations? Fellas, if you take your lady to the strip club, what's the rules and regulations? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Kendrick Lamar with Humble. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky Friday. And we're asking, if you go to the strip club with your lady, or ladies, you go with your man, what are the rules and regulations? Over the weekend, I went to the strip club with Gia. We were in Vegas, Girl Collection, shout out to Floyd Mayweather, his club. And
you
Gia
were scared
was mad.
To look or touch.
Yeah, I was scared to look. We were so drunk that I was like, I don't know. I felt like the world was watching me, and I was like, I'm not getting in trouble tonight. So I'm I didn't do
but
it.
But Gia had a good time.
Gia was mad. She was like, look at her. Look at her. Smack her on the ass. Like,
if she was at a male strip club, would you have a problem with her getting like a lap dance from a male dancer?
Yes. Absolutely.
Wow, Envy. I didn't know.
Because the man's schlong is all over the place. And you can't put your schlong on my wife's body and face and stuff. No. That's only for my schlong.
All right. Well, we have a dancer on the line.
What line?
She's anonymous on caller 7.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi. This is Anonymous.
I just told you she was anonymous,
I was
Envy.
Trying to get her name.
Okay.
Now.
I love you guys so much, Charlamagne. You're the bomb.
Thank
funny
you.
As hell.
Thank you. Now, where are you calling from, Mama?
From New York.
From
the
New
Bronx.
York. All right. So where you work at?
Aces? A whole bunch of places. But I've seen a whole bunch of couples, girlfriends fighting all the time because their men don't know how to act. Basically, you bring your girl there. I say you don't. But if you do choose to bring your girl, just be proactive. Both of you, you know, the guy and his girlfriend, get one dancer, show her love, no dollar balls, show her love, and just be flirty with each other. Throw her money, the girlfriend. Just don't pay attention to the stripper.
Now, you said right. No dollar balls. You don't like the dollar balls?
No dollar balls.
The dollar balls is fun, though. That's when you go with your guys and you try
not
to hit the strippers
they're
in the head.
Horrible.
Come on, that's disrespectful.
You never did that? You never threw a dollar ball at the strippers?
Of course not.
Listen, I throw dollar balls back.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's disrespectful. No. Come on now.
That's horrible. Showers, that's all.
Yeah,
all
right. Money showers.
All right, no more dollar
I
balls.
I love you guys.
Love you back. Hello, who's this?
This is Nillian.
Hey, Nillian. Now, you took your man to the strip club. What's rules and regulations?
No. That's not happening. No woman wants to see their man feeling up and touching no other woman, looking at her with lust in his eyes. I would go, but he would have to be real careful about what he does. I'm just keeping it real.
See?
And for her to say that it was okay, I'm not feeling that. That's not true.
Okay.
All right. I mean, some girls don't mind and some girls do. You just got to know your girl.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's John from Nashville. What's going on?
John, you take your girl to the strip club. What's the rules and regulations, bro?
Yeah, the rules and regulations is, you know, you gotta feel her vibe, and if she's cool, she's cool, you know, because you could tell if you're gonna go home and get the hands if you act out of pocket, you know what I'm saying?
You get the hands. You got slapped up before then.
No, I haven't. But like, I know how to move, and I know people too. Like, you know, it's all fun and good until you go home alone because your girl's going home with the stripper too. So
whoa. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, that's a little too far. Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is from the Bronx.
Female or male?
Male.
Okay, all right. Just got asking. You took your girl to the strip club before?
Yeah, I took her to Susan Mount Vernon.
And what happened, man? What's the rules and regulations?
Nah, there's no rules and regulations, man. I threw her like $500 to throw at Major Galore.
Oh, okay, but did you get a lap dance?
Nah, man. I was coming cool, man.
Are you able to touch or smack asses or anything?
Yeah, but I was calm. I ain't trying to get that type of vibe from her.
Okay, stop throwing dollars at me, yo.
I just threw a money ball at
a
dollar ball.
I'm going to keep it, though. I don't care. I'm going to keep this dollar. What's the moral of the story?
Well, you got to dance for it, Envy.
Shut up. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is that you better know your woman to know what the rules and regulations are in the strip club. Some women are cool with it, whatever you're doing, but the other rule is do not get set up. Envy, you almost got set up. Thank goodness you didn't fall for it.
Look, Gia was mad. Gia was, she was grabbing the stripper's hair. She was telling me, look at her, grab her. Gia had more fun than I did at that strip club.
Yeah, I think when you go with your girl, you better let her have fun and you chill out.
That's right. All right, well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to talk about Rihanna. You know she has a new beauty line that dropped. And let me tell you something, everyone is going crazy over Rihanna's stuff.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yes, Childish Gambino with Redbone. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Speaking of Childish Gambino, I can't wait for Atlanta to come back. I know it's going to be years.
When do you say, 18? 19?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got some time.
Not as fast as I would like.
You should catch up on Game of Thrones. That's what you should do. It's dope.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. All right,
I mean, how many seasons has it been?
7 seasons?
Yeah, I don't have time.
You got time. You got a little time.
I don't have time to catch up on 7 seasons of Game of Thrones.
All right. You don't know what you're missing. But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to Riri.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Fenty Beauty has launched. That's Rihanna's beauty collection. And it launched online in over 150 countries. It'll also be sold in Sephora stores. And it's going to be there. So it's more than 30 different shades. Very diverse. There's been some speculation on pricing, but we do have that information. So for all of our Fenty Beauty fans out there, there's Kilowatt. That's an illuminating compact powder that's available in six shades at $39. There's the Match Sticks. I know you don't care about this, but because you don't use makeup that often.
I don't use it at all, but go ahead. I heard your little stab. Go.
But anyway, the makeup looks beautiful, so I'm excited for it. And as you can imagine, it's been trending ever since this dropped at midnight. Everybody wants that Rihanna Fenty Beauty. So again, it's available now globally, and you can also get it at Sephora. So she gave a preview. If you look at her Instagram page, you can see all of that. All right, exciting. Now, Drake's father, Dennis Graham, is giving dating advice. And he says certain things about what he would do on a date. Here's what he said.
I would probably wear a suit and tie. I don't feel I really need a pickup line. Because normally, when you try to use a pickup line, you got to screw it up. Stay away from big booties. If they got big booties, don't go. Don't go.
Okay.
Now, he did not give his son that advice, clearly.
Not at all. That's all his son loves is big booties.
But that's his dad giving dating advice. Mm-hmm. All right, John Legend is developing a new show, and it's a hip-hop competition show. That's going to be on Netflix. It's called Rhythm and Flow. So that's going to focus clearly on hip-hop music. Now, we don't know what his involvement, other than him producing it, is going to be, but it's going to be Netflix's first talent competition show. So if you're excited for that, John Legend is doing a lot, by the way, as far as TV and everything. Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't them hip-hop shows ever work?
What do you mean?
I think that worked, that's Making It a Band, I think, was the only one that worked. The rest
Their
of
show
them,
Signed is on now. Have you watched Signed at all?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It has to put, you need a star from one of those shows for it to be successful. Like, Making It a Band, they had groups that went platinum, you know?
Well, you don't know
if it's going to go... works.
You don't know if they're going to go platinum until... afterwards.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think, has there been a hip hop competition show?
No, then there was the one with MC Search. What was that called?
White Great White Rapper.
That was a bust.
I remember that show.
That was whack. I'm trying to think of anything else. No, the rest of the show was pretty
weak. Competition show.
Yeah, it's a competition show.
Oh, by the way, did you see that Drake put up a picture of his studio and he has a huge portrait of Beyonce in the recording studio? Did anybody see that?
I didn't see that. That's inspiration for him, I'm sure. She sold millions and millions of records. Great artist, great performer.
Right. Here, you can see it if you get a chance to see it. And Bill Cosby owes $1.8 million in unpaid taxes. So that's more unfortunate news for him. We don't know if there's a lien now on his house because of financial problems or if somebody just simply hasn't been paying their bills, hasn't paid. You know, a lot of times it's your accountant that messes up your taxes. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, also, shout out to True to the Game. True to the Game is a joint that's coming out today. It's a flick by, who wrote True to the Game? Terry Woods?
Yeah, Terry Woods wrote the book.
Terry Woods.
And there's like three parts to that book, too, but it's a classic novel. And your boy Manny is actually the one that is producing that movie. Manny used to manage Keisha Cole.
Right. So that's coming out today. Go
Nicki
definitely
Minaj,
check it out. He put all his money up, and I'm going to support that tonight, all right?
And one of the stars of the movie, Andre, is actually on Lip Service, and that's dropping today as well. So he's pretty funny. But yes, that movie's out. I heard it's good. They had a few different screenings of it. They had one in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
They had one in New York, and they had one in Philly yesterday.
Okay, well, definitely go check that out, all right? The People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy, 800-585-1051.
I'm about to at you.
Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Keep my bed and I'm with them birds, aye. Zoom basic on my shooter, that's your clips, aye. And if the nipples acting out, everybody get hit, aye. She ride like a Ducati, her body like a Mazda, aye. Ride like a Ducati, her body like a Mazda, aye. But why don't you come my ride, aye. I swear it goes wrong even quieter, aye. All I want is Blueberry, aye.